The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. What are we talking about this week, Aisling?
We're talking about Moroccan spices.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So gentle spices.
But very exotic.
Yeah, warm. So I was in Morocco recently and got to taste like amazing, amazing food. And when you get to taste it kind of right, the first time, I think is really nice for somebody like me, because you kind of, you think you know how you're going to do something. And then you kind of get a proper gauge for what it's really like. And you go, okay, ah, that's this way, or that should be tweaked a little bit. Like, we ended up in somebody's house and they made us a tagine.
How'd you end up in someone's house?
It's a very long story. I'll give you the short version. We had a driver for the week, Mr. Abdul Jalil, and he was cool. He brought us everywhere and we did all this stuff. And on the last day, he was like, would you like to come to my house? My wife would love to teach you how to make a tagine. So we all went to his house on Sunday for dinner. Yeah,
for Sunday dinner.
Beyond random. And then he brought us to the airport and we were finished. They're the kind of holidays we do.
Did you give him a present? Did you bring something? How does that work?
We did. We brought gifts, like you would if you went to somebody's house here, like Flair's chocolates. So there's beautiful biscuits. We brought chocolates. But then they gifted us with loads of stuff.
What did they gift you?
These amazing Moroccan biscuits and preserved lemons that I am currently still using, which are like proper Moroccan.
Right. Anyway, we've got sidetracked. What spices, when you say Moroccan spices, what should I be thinking
about? Yeah, so I brought a selection, just kind of just smell them a little bit to give you a little bit of understanding. We are talking things like cumin, coriander, saffron, turmeric, sumac.
Saffron, that was a great question. Remember when, in COVID, when everyone used to do the table quizzes?
Yeah.
It was a good question the first time it came up, and then I answered it 100 times.
Okay.
What's the most expensive spice by weight in the world? And it's saffron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like more expensive than gold.
Yeah.
Isn't that what
exactly,
they say?
Yeah.
Incredible. It's because, so it is the stamen of the crocus flower, and each one is hand-picked. So the likes of Morocco, the likes of Spain, and then there's this whole, would you call it like a black market almost, of like real saffron versus kind of fake.
Oh, what's
saffron?
Fake saffron?
I can't remember properly. It's like, it definitely has to come from a very
specific
crocus.
Twigs painted
red. Well, it's something like that. I think it is like not from the crocus or whatever. So it is really, really expensive. So actually, if we start with saffron, is a really good one, right? So saffron is that beautiful kind of golden colour. It's best when it's bloomed. So what that means, so I have it here, so I'm actually just opening it. So there are little strands, which are, like I said, the stamens of the crocus, but you need to bloom it, which means you need to put it in water and you need to almost like rehydrate it.
All right,
so
okay.
It forms this golden, beautiful, deep yellow elixir. Have a smell of that. That's the proper stuff.
Okay. Wow.
It's
really strong, isn't there?
Like, if you were to ask me, do I like saffron? I'd almost tell you I don't. I don't love it. If I went to a restaurant and I saw fish in a creamy saffron sauce, I actually wouldn't order it. It's not my favourite.
Yeah.
It's really subtle. You've got
to. It really opens up your. It's nearly like kind of fennel or something.
Yeah.
You know the way it has that kind of feeling about it.
It really
is.
So I'll tell you what, while I'm talking, let's eat as we kind of match the spice to what we're eating a little bit. The other one is turmeric. Do you use turmeric much? Have you ever? You to be careful, mind your clothes.
Not really, no.
I say that because it's lethal.
Oh, does it stain?
Oh my God, it stains so badly. Look, can I show you my nails?
Oh, is that
they were white. What colour are they now?
Give up the fags, that's what it looks like.
They're lemon. They're a lemon colour. Saffron stains your skin, it stains your clothes, it stains. I had a cookery school years ago in the Cliffet Lions, which then converted into Aimshire, and there was these beautiful marble porous stone tiles. Well, not marble, stone. And somebody spilt a whole thing of turmeric all over. Oh my God.
No, I never use it. You know, there's turmeric at home because sometimes you get a notion, I'm going to follow this recipe. And it's like, put in your turmeric and your cumin and your this and that. And then you just realize, that's just curry powder. I'm just making my own curry powder.
I'm just
going to put in curry powder.
So, turmeric is for your colour, okay? Saffron is for the little bit of flavour. So what we have here is turmeric and saffron roast cauliflower.
Okay.
Pickled raisins and a harissa aioli.
Right.
This is really, really nice. So look, you know the conversation. I'm always talking about how
colour
can we find interesting ways to get our veggies in, right? You can do roast potatoes the exact same way. So this is like a cold / room temperature cauliflower salad. You know, I actually got inspiration from this from a restaurant we went to in New York, and it was like amazing. You know, sometimes you get...
You're really name dropping the holidays here, aren't you?
Listen, that's all I want to do is go on holidays, Kieran, to be honest with you. I'm only doing the work so I can go on the holidays. But it's delish. So you've got, you parboil the cauliflower first or the potatoes in turmeric. Don't use your saffron, it's too expensive. Save your saffron. But turmeric is cheap. So it basically, you're putting them in this deep, deep orange colour pot of water, parboil them for a couple of minutes, and then take them out, drain them, mind your clothes, mind the sink, mind the everything's, and then roast them. So what I did then was I bloomed a little bit of the saffron, just a little, so maybe like 10 strands in maybe like 50 mils of water, pour that over, allow it to kind of absorb, soak in, then olive oil over the top, and then sumac. So sumac is one of these, is one of these other herbs. So we're talking, like I said, all those Middle Eastern ones. It's almost citrusy. Mm. It's almost lemony.
Yeah.
So where would we would use lemon or citrus to kind of pop things? That's where you can use sumac. Most of the spices need to be cooked out, cumin, coriander, turmeric. Sumac, you can kind of sprinkle it on top of salads and it just pings. It adds that kind of pop, that brightness. And then harissa is kind of like a chili paste almost. So mixed a little bit of harissa with a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of garlic. And so you've got your harissa mayonnaise on the bottom. You've got your saffron, turmeric, cauliflower on top. And then you have your pickled raisins. So it's about 20 grams of raisins. It's about 25 mils of vinegar, a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar. Just put them in a jam jar, give them a shake, and it pickles them. But it gives that extra kind of layer of flavor to it. So it's a really interesting one as a lovely side dish. I think
that
it's
is
really,
lovely.
Really nice.
Delicious.
Let's go to potatoes next.
Okay.
These are kind of... again, a roast potato, okay? So what we're doing here is we're using cumin, coriander, a little bit of black pepper in these ones. So the cumin is like the backbone of the Middle Eastern spices. It's earthy, it's warm, but like none of these are spicy, hot spicy. They're earthy, warm, spicy. They kind of give you a warmth, a kind of a balance to dishes. So I really, really like that. So basically, again, parboil your potatoes just like we did in the pot of turmeric.
Yeah.
Get that beautiful yellow colour. And it's amazing how impressive just something that simple can be for the colour.
Yeah.
Sprinkle all the spices on, olive oil on, again, roast them in the oven. And what I did was I had some lovely cherry tomatoes and red onion. So put the raw cherry tomatoes, raw onion, parboiled potatoes on the tray, roast them in the oven, and then you get these beautiful, crispy, mildly, gently spiced potatoes. And I mean, they're such a lovely alternative to a roast potato.
Yeah, lovely.
What's on the bottom
is
a green goddess dressing. So when you're using your spices like your coriander, your cumin, your ginger, you know, your saffron, you almost need something pingy and bright to balance them. So where we have herbs, we have spices. So the herbs that work really well are those bright big ones, mint, dill, coriander, parsley. So I took a big bunch of those, put them in my food processor with some sour cream and some mayonnaise, blitz them all up. There's two little anchovies in there as well to give it that umami kind of backbone. And then that's your beautiful, fresh, vibrant dressing that goes with your slightly spicy potatoes.
Yeah, like, it so cools easy. It as well. It's lovely.
Doesn't it? Because you need that cool with a little bit of the spice and a little bit of the heat. If we go next, we have aubergine.
All right, okay.
How do you say that word?
I say aubergine,
actually. Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just not even going to say it. You know what one I'm talking about? The Americans call it eggplant.
Yeah. Aubergine. Yeah, I'd say aubergine. Yeah, I'd say, now I'm confusing myself. What I say, aubergine, I would aubergine.
I say it wrong, I think, but I don't really even know how I say it wrong. Aubergine,
eggplant.
You know the one we're talking about, eggplant, right? So this one has a little bit of za'atar. So we've got our basic spices that we spoke about, but then we've got our blends of spices, okay? So a couple of kind of Moroccan-y ones that we have are things like za'atar, ras el hanout, baharat, and we have dukkah. Okay, so you'll see these words popping up on menus a little bit more. That's quite spicy.
No, it's lovely.
It's really tasty, isn't it? So you've got your spice blend, you've got your chickpeas. So these are kind of slightly smaller aubergines, sliced lengthways in half, olive oil over the top. You've got that lovely spice mix, but it's mixed with tomato paste.
Yes.
You're just making almost like a paste out of it this time.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of harissa, chickpeas in there, and then you just roast it off in the oven. You could finish that with a little bit of feta as well if you wanted, or a little bit of a creamy cheese. But just to explain what za'atar is, right? So za'atar is a blend of thyme, oregano, sumac, and sesame seeds. Really, really nice. If you put olive oil in a bowl and you sprinkle in some za'atar and you dip your bread in your olive oil,
yeah,
it adds this lovely layer of spice.
Mm.
The other one that it's beautiful over, which we have next, is lamb.
Right.
So I've done a fettuche.
My fourth dinner.
A fettuche salad with lamb. So this is cold lamb. So this is, we're getting to that kind of Easter season where we're going to see lamb in the supermarkets a bit more, popping up a little bit more. So this is after you do your Sunday roast. What do you do with your leftover lamb? So again, fattoush salad, very Middle Eastern, very Lebanese. In there, you have cherry tomatoes, cucumber, pomegranate and red onion. I sprinkled all of those with the sumac. Okay, so did that last night to get a really lovely flavour. Allow them to marinate.
Yeah.
Then into that, we have our feta cheese. We've got some lovely local salad leaves in there. And then the lamb was, you can roast your lamb or braise your lamb. And I put that dukkah mix on top. So dukkah is a mix of coriander seeds, cumin seeds. I actually love to add a little bit of fennel to mine.
Okay.
Sesame seeds in there. You can put a little bit of chili flakes in there. So it's like a dry rub almost that you're going to put on top of your leg of lamb or your shoulder of lamb. Roast that in the oven or braise it. So the difference is if you kind of braise it, you're almost putting like onions, garlic, bay in the end, sitting the lamb in, loads of stock, like a litre of stock maybe, depending on the size of your roasting tin.
Yeah.
Covering it and sealing it really well with tin foil and putting that on low and slow, maybe like 140 for about 4 to 6 hours, letting it fall off the bone. So it's beautiful and melty and really, really lovely. And then, like I said, this is the cold leftover version of that dukkah lamb. You've got your fattoush salad, you've got your sumac in there. So you have all of those spices, but you've got the little bit of brightness in the sumac. And then I just made a really lovely citrus dressing. So oranges and lemons, half the juice of an orange, half the juice of a lemon, a little bit of olive oil, Dijon mustard, honey.
Yeah.
Grate in a little clove of garlic. And that's your salad dressing. And then put your salad dressing all over it. And it's just such a lovely
one. It's lovely. Do you know what? If anyone's been to like a Lebanese restaurant or anything, it tastes like food you'd get there. It's also, there's like the slightest, the Venn diagram between this and a kebab. There's a slight overlap. There is though.
There is, in terms
of the flavour. I don't want people to try and make this and expect it to be like a kebab on a plate or whatever.
No, but it's all the lovely salad-y bits out of a kebab. And by rights, a fattoush salad would have pita breads with it. So you're so on the right track with all of that. But I suppose in terms of those flavours that you're taking, you've got the brightness, the freshness from the tomatoes and the onion and the cucumber. You've got the creamy cool kind of from the feta.
Mm.
You've got the bright from the sumac, that citrus dressing, which is really nice. When you were talking about there about making your own salad dressing, like the curry spice, I should say.
Yeah.
The Ras El Hanout is like that. And cinnamon is another one of those kind of Middle Eastern and Moroccan spices. And I bet a lot of people will tell us that they use cinnamon maybe when they're cooking meat. If you're ever doing like a chili con carne or like a mince kind of based tomato thing, tiny quarter of a teaspoon pinch of something like cinnamon or mixed spice will just take that to the next level. And it's just something so simple, but it's lovely. And again, that Ras El Hanout is things like turmeric, ginger, coriander, cumin, cinnamon. So they're the same kind of ones we're seeing popping up over and over again, but we're just combining them in different ways. And like you can buy all of these in the supermarket. They're so lovely. They're gorgeous. Actually, on top of your salad, I meant to put, I know you've it almost eaten, this is a little bit of sour cherry molasses.
Oh, right.
So this adds this gorgeous sweetness to it, which is really, really nice. So imagine like the Italians put balsamic vinegar on top of a little salad.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't it really nice?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Where'd you get that?
That is kind of your fine food shop a little bit. It's actually a company called B-E-L-A-Z-U, Belazu. They do loads of this Middle Eastern style food. So if you're looking for the brand in the supermarket or the online, B-E-L-A-Z-U, they do sour cherry molasses, they do pomegranate molasses, they do those preserved lemons. So the other final little recipe that I'll talk you through is preserved lemon mayonnaise.
Okay.
So preserved lemons are basically, if you've ever had one, you take them out of the jar. So they're your lovely lemons. They can be yellow colour or they go to kind of to a much deeper brown colour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're preserved in a salt, in a brine. So when you taste them, they are so salty. So top tip, drain them and then rinse them, like wash them to try and wash off some of that excess salt. So what I like to do is take the preserved lemons, blitz them up, then pass them through a sieve, mix that with a little bit of grated garlic mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And you've got this beautiful preserved lemon, garlicky kind of mayonnaise. And that with those potatoes is just absolutely beautiful. Or with the cauliflower, actually.
Delicious. Delicious stuff, Aisling. As always, and as always, we'll get this up as a podcast, but if you look for Aisling Larkin on social media as well, you'll find all the detail of what we're talking about today and much more besides. Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the Mindful Eating Coach. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.